Hey everyone, this is Chris from Finding Japan. This is episode 31. It is, Thursday, July 26th. I'm currently walking down to my house, back from work, and I just wanted to send you all an update on what's been going on and a couple trips that I've taken recently with the lovely fiance who's now here. I'm totally enjoying that. Hopefully the podcast here won't be too windy. There's a huge amount of humidity just sort of hanging over in the air today, and as a result there's no wind to kind of blow it away, so I'm expecting there to be very little wind to get into the microphone as well. So, and I'm in a pretty busy area. I'm gonna be talking to myself for a bit, so probably get some weird looks, but that's alright. I don't really mind much anyway. Now I'm getting kind of used to just walking around and podcasting. So I'm sitting here at the intersection. Yesterday was a great day. I ended up going to Disneyland down I think it's in Kotoku, if I'm not mistaken. Maybe be in Chiba. Actually, I think it might even be. Chiba's kind of north, isn't it? I want to say Kotoku. So anyway, that was an incredible experience. We got there at around 10 o'clock in the morning, 10:30. Spent the entire day there and just had such a blast. This podcast will probably be extremely loud due to the road noise, so I apologize. What can I say about Disneyland? Well, I should start off by saying I haven't been to Disneyland in about 20 years, I think. I was maybe 8 or 9 the first time that I went to Disneyland, and it was, truthfully, it was Disney World in Florida. But we had to make the decision as to whether or not to go to DisneySea or Disneyland. Both are right next to each other, and we decided to go to Disneyland. I tell you, it was a great decision. It was so cool to see all the rides that I remember going on as a small child. But man, what a tiring day. I think we finally left at about 9 o'clock, maybe a little before, and I just had, you know, Japanese people are very, very polite, but get them in a big group and you see some of that go out the window, especially when there's lots of kids around. So I had enough of other people for the day and decided that we should go home, but not without seeing the special light parade. That was pretty cool. So there's the wind, right? Okay. Gonna have to be a little creative with the editing with this wind here. So again, I apologize, but I wanted to make sure I got out at least a short episode, as I do have some others lined up that I can't release until later because I've already put the episode numbers on them. So shh, be quiet. So next time I head down towards the Disneyland Resort area, I will check out DisneySea, which I guess is a bit different than Disneyland, but it is connected. They have a pass where you can get into both parks for free for the whole day. But we just really didn't think we'd be able to cover them both. So we stuck to Disneyland and managed to cover pretty much most of it. So there you go. Okay. I wanted to thank everybody for the comments on the last podcast. There were quite a few comments about me getting angry, and I just wanted to make everybody aware of the fact that it wasn't a visible anger. I wasn't yelling at people. It was an internal thing, and but your comments are all spot on in terms of knowing how to handle that, and truthfully, yes, most Japanese people really are very sweet. It's just, I think it's just a testament to how much your own attitudes can affect the way you think about something. That big loud sound is one of those boats going by. I'm going over the bridge right now. Should be on your left if you're listening to this in stereo. I still need to figure out how to get on those. The disembarkation ports for those things are very close to my house here, but I never got around to actually getting on one. Maybe we'll do that soon. Anyway, I wanted to thank everybody for the comments and just let everybody know that I wasn't screaming at people and chasing people down with knives or anything. I was just sort of keeping it to myself. But you're exactly right, David San. That is the way to handle things. And, you know, when you're experiencing a new culture, I guess you really need to just be careful of your own attitudes and be open to experiences and things like that. So there's this gentleman that I walk by every day, my way to and from work, and he lives literally underneath the bridge here. And he appears homeless, but he's built his own home out of recycled materials underneath the bridge. And I have talked about this before in a podcast that probably wasn't published, but he's been living there ever since I've moved down here. And he actually has a TV too, which I currently don't really have, so it's kind of interesting. But anyway, it looks like he's gone into business and opened up a dog cleaning shop. Every time I walk by, he's working on a different dog or another type of dog, so it's pretty interesting to see that he's gone into business for himself. And people come by and they drop their dogs off and he washes them or he trims their nails or cuts their hair, and then I assume he gets paid. So that's kind of interesting. Okay. So what else has been going on? Well, tomorrow is Mount Fuji. Some of my classmates just got back from Mount Fuji and they said it was an extremely difficult hike, and I guess a few of them weren't able to make it. They didn't make it all the way through, so it got me a little worried. But what I'm going to do is do a podcast about climbing Mount Fuji and give some updates at every station. Kind of give the experience as it happens and put it all together as one big thing. So look forward to that. That will probably take quite a bit of editing, though, so I won't necessarily be able to get that out until sometime in August. But that whole experience will take place starting tomorrow. So if you have any words of encouragement, please send them along, and I'll try to write a comment on the blog from the top of Mount Fuji as well sometime tomorrow. I am so tired. It is about 3 in the afternoon, and I think I'm just going to take a nap and take a quick shower. Let me cross the street really quick here. Okay, well, I am going to apologize in advance for the very, very short podcast. This will probably be right around the 10-minute mark, but I did want to keep everybody updated as to what's going on. I do have some more material coming up. I'm really enjoying my time here and kind of reflecting back on U.S. culture and what's changed, and Linda's been able to point some things out to me as well. That I sort of take for granted now. So it's been a real fun experience so far, and my vacation hasn't even really started yet, as I'm working this weekend next week. So I am so fired up, looking forward to this Mount Fuji trip that starts tomorrow. And I forgot to mention, soon after that, the Mount Fuji trip on the return home, we'll be going to Hakone, and hopefully I'll get a review of a ramen shop that a friend of mine had recommended we go and check out. And then starting, I think, August 3rd, we will be headed down to Hiroshima, as well as many other areas, so look forward to that. Okay, that's about it. I'm right in front of my house now, so I am going to let you all go. I will post this up later tonight, and I hope you are all enjoying your summers, and I'll talk to you all real soon. Take care. Bye.